I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from Finland. He works as a technology director of Cloud Driven. He received his first MVP award in 2021. You can find him on Twitter at Teho Antila and his website, tehoantila.com. Welcome to the show, Teho.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Now, as an English speaker, I'm sure I butchered your name, because I know that Finns, Swedes, and those from Norway as well, Norwegian, have very specific ways of saying their names. Tell me, how do you, to another Finnish person, say your name?
Terho Antila.
Terho Antila.
Yes, that's
nice.
Pretty good.
Nice.
The R is kind of hard for English-speaking people, yeah. Usually.
Yeah. So before we get started in how your journey into becoming an MVP happened, how you got involved in the Power Platform and all this great technology, tell us about family in Finland for you.
I have three kids. They're here with me right now, actually. I try not to wake them up yet. Yes. And I live in southern Finland in a city called Lohja. It's like 45-minute drive to Helsinki from here. And my hobbies, I play volleyball, I bicycle, run.
Nice, nice.
Try to play golf, but that's not going very well.
Yeah, I gave up on golf years ago. Tell me about food. I've been to Russia and I've been to Sweden many times, but I've never made it to Finland, which is shocking. If I was to come there, what are your recommendations that I try? As in, like, what's your delicacies? What's your unique thing that you'd always want a foreigner to come and try coming to your country?
Well, we have great fish dishes, but you should definitely go for reindeer.
Nice.
If you've never tasted it, it's awesome and very unique taste.
Is that right? The closest I have, actually, I have had reindeer. I had it in Moscow.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We went to a dinner there and a reindeer was on the menu.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I like gamey food, you know, that has been caught, particularly in the wild. It's always a stronger, I feel the meat is a stronger flavor than, you know, farm-reared animals.
Absolutely.
Taste-wise. Okay, so tell us, how did you get into technology? Before we get into how you got to the Power Platform, how did you get in your start in technology?
Ooh, that's a long time ago. So, yeah, I was, well, actually, with my friend when I was like 10 years old, maybe, I had this IT magazine coming every month or so in the mailbox. And then they had this, was it basic programming language series that we started browsing through and we copied letters from the pages of that magazine over to my computer Commodore 128. That was why my first programming experience. And basically, I've been doing some sort of programming ever since.
Wow. Then what was that pivotal point that you got involved in Microsoft Business Applications? What was the first kind of application you got? Because, you know, there's a big suite of applications in there from Dynamics through to all the Power Platform components. What was your first one that you kind of picked up and started using?
I would say it was maybe four or five years ago with Power Apps. There was a need for customer to create some HR-related app. And I was working for them for a couple of months doing that. So that was my first real-time experience with Power Apps. Of course, I had been testing it out earlier and getting acquainted with it, but that was the first real solution.
So you obviously advanced a long way because I've seen your Gantt chart tool. It's your PCF control, right? And it is a work of art. It looks phenomenal as a tool. Tell us about how you got into building that and your journey with PCF.
Well, actually, that's a funny thing because the app I just mentioned, that was my first real-time, real power app. It had a similar component. Didn't have Planner as a back end, but or data source, but it did have that some sort of similar Gantt view in it. And then maybe a little bit over a year ago, I noticed some people talking in Facebook group about that. Hey, how can we get a Gantt chart on Planner? Because that's something that is missing. And actually, they have at the time they had like 12,000 feature requests in User Voice of Planner.
Wow.
To get the Gantt chart.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize so many.
So then I thought, I did do something similar earlier. Could I do that using Planner as the backend data source? And then I just started doing it. And while doing it, my colleague actually asked that, hey, would you be interested in trying for MVP reward? So they sort of both ideas sort of supported each other. So it was.
I like it. Tell me, how much response have you got around that Planner Gantt chart?
It has been popular. Unfortunately, I don't have any numbers because it's sitting right there in GitHub and everyone can just use and download it. Yes. So I don't have statistics, but I think people use it a lot because my blog is getting quite a few hits, and around half of them are about those blog posts related to that Gantt chart.
That's amazing. We've obviously just recently had a big Power Platform event in Berlin, and were you involved in that?
Yeah, just got back last Sunday from Berlin. Nice trip. I had a session there. That was about the new Power Apps Canvas co-authoring feature, where you can actually finally have multiple makers editing the same app at the same time.
How mature is it, that co-authoring feature?
My opinion is that it's getting quite mature. I had some problems with it. At some point, I might have lost all my screens all of a sudden in the Canvas studio, but then of course everything was stored in Git, so I was able to get back to the working version. I'm not sure when it's gonna GA, but when it does, I'm definitely going to use it, and it looks like it's gonna be a very solid tech.
In a nutshell, In a nutshell, what does it do? I know co-authors in the name, but just tell me about some of the features of it.
When you turn that feature on, when you're editing your Canvas app in the studio, when you turn the feature on, you hook it up to a Git repository. And whenever you change the app, the integration extracts it and pushes the source code files into the repository. And if you have some other maker editing the same app, they will get their view refreshed with your changes.
Did you notice any difference between becoming an MVP and before you were an MVP? Like, were you surprised about anything once you got awarded and got invited into the MVP program?
Well, yes, I was. For example, I didn't know anything about the BGI groups that I have direct channel with the product groups that I can, if I have any questions or problems, there's a help really close. Also, the MVP community is great. And actually, that Berlin trip was very special for me because that was actually the first time I actually saw someone in person, some other MVPs. So it was like really nice to network in Berlin.
How many went down from Finland?
From Finland, we had four presenters.
And I think I saw Antti in one of the photos. Was that right? Did Antti go down?
Yep. Antti Pajunen. And we had also Timo Pertilä there, and Jussi Ronen was sort of like organizing the event.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were some customers also from Finland attending.
Nice. What was the highlight of it?
Well, my highlight was definitely my first in-person session.
Yeah.
And other than that, I would say that meeting people finally after all these COVID years, it was really fun. There were no masks and anything, so it felt normal.
On Monday of this weekend, Easter Monday, I take my first flight in over 2 years, which for me, prior to that, I was living in London before this all happened and I'd come back to New Zealand. And to have no connection, no physical connection for so long, that we used to get around all the events, particularly Europe, has a lot of great events that you can go to and it's easy to go. That's why I went to Sweden so many times. I was speaking at the user group up there and I've got a lot of friends in Sweden. Similar in Norway, there was always speaking opportunities there. One thing I have, and I haven't hit Antti up about this, what's happening in Finland around things like the community in Finland? And, he was always telling me he's going to put on a big event and we're all going to come and do, and this was, of course, before COVID, of course, knocked everything out. But what's the community like in Finland around the Power Platform?
Well, we do have this Power Up meetup. Actually, we have session today. And it's like monthly meetup. So far, it's been online, but I've been organizing it since my triumph for MVP. But we are now trying to get even more active so that we could organize in-person event as well. And trying to find some social platform for Finnish people to discuss Power Platform related stuff in Finnish.
Yeah. I think it's so important that it's done in the native language, as in.
Yeah, it's for many people, it's way a lot easier to start discussing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good that you're on that journey to finding that. Before I let you go, because our time's drawing to an end, tell me about what advice you would have to people. Particularly developers, and I'm talking about pro code developers here, getting into PCF, using PCF, and you know, developing really new potential interface components that are not there. Like, you know, as I say, yours looks phenomenal. It's see how people would want to interact with that. What's your advice around somebody going on that journey? What steps should they take? What should they think about? What advice would you give them?
Well, I must say that actually my Gantt chart is not PCF, so it's just native Power Apps.
So is it like, so how do, when you say it's not PCF, how is it as a component? How is it used? How is it, is it a web?
No, it's an app, ready-made app that connects to your planner, and then you can see your planner plans as on the Gantt chart.
Right. So why don't you turn it into a PCF control?
Well, it can't be turned into PCF control. If you, well, I need to do some React and JavaScript coding if I want to create the PCF. So I wanted to do that as low code. So there's no JavaScript involved in developing that.
Well, wow. Interesting. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I can't wait to get my invite to the big event happening in Finland around the Power Platform, hopefully in the next 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thanks for having me here.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time. Before you go, a quick reminder that the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge kicks off on the 1st of April. Every cohort, I hear people say that surely this group has been the best one ever. The true magic of the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge is the connections formed between a group of people who are committed to learning with and from each other. Will you be part of the best cohort yet? Use the code PODCAST for 10% off at checkout. Visit ako.nz365guy.com to see a detailed curriculum and hear what past participants have to say about the challenge. I can't wait to help you discover the unique value you bring to the community and just how far you can take your career.